City Council Member. The City Council is the legislative or lawmaking branch of New York City's government. The City Council is responsible for passing local laws, making decisions about land use, investigating and overseeing city agencies, and approving the city's budget. Each council member represents one of the 51 New York City Council districts. Council members receive an annual base salary of $112,500. Council leaders and chairs of committees receive additional pay. Council members may hold other jobs in addition to their council seats. City Council District 16, Democratic Primary. Pedro Alvarez, Carlton Berkeley, Vanessa L. Gibson, Daryl L. Johnson, Naimet Mohammed, Bola Omotosho, Carlos M. Sierra.
Pedro Alvarez, party enrolled in.
Democratic.
Current occupation.
Accountant, tax practitioner.
Previous occupation.
Retail banking.
Education.
BA in accounting.
Organizational affiliations.
United Auto Merchant Association, Latino Association of Tax Preparer, Family Life Academy Charter School, American Latin Association of New York, 170th Merchant Association.
Prior public experience.
President of Neighborhood Advisory Board Number 4, Bronx, New York.
What is the most important issue in Council District 16 you would address if elected?
The single most important issue in District 16 is the lack of affordable housing. Our district needs more and new programs that expand affordable housing for our residents. Not only do we need more affordable housing, but we also need a system that is transparent and easy to navigate in order to be efficient.
What other important issues would you address if elected?
No community can progress without jobs and proper education. I helped turn around a school that was about to be closed, and today it is among the best in New York State. Education is top priority for me. If we provide better quality education, our residents will enjoy better quality of life. Our district commercial zones need to be used correctly to attract industries that could provide long-term jobs to our residents. As an entrepreneur, I know how to recognize business trends and attract productive businesses to our District 16.
What makes you the best candidate for this office?
I have experience in the main areas that affect our district: economic development, education, and financial management. I have lived in this district for the past 20 years. I have gone through the same struggles our constituents face every day. I served at the Neighborhood Advisory Board Number 4, Bronx, for 9 years, founded a senior center. I have been involved in public education for 14 years. I have been an advocate for social justice and economic progress for District 16, helping our residents with issues related to housing, immigration, social services, among others. I have done it with honesty and integrity, which is what our community needs from its elected official.
Participating in the campaign finance program.
Carlton Berkeley. Party enrolled in.
Democratic.
Current occupation.
Fire Safety Director for FJC Security Services.
Previous occupation.
Retired NYPD Second Grade Detective.
Education.
BA and Associate's Degree in Criminal Justice from John Jay College of Criminal Justice. Associate's Degree in Business Management from Hesser College, located in Manchester, New Hampshire. Graduate of Julia Richmond High School, 80.
Organizational affiliations.
Member of Walker Memorial Baptist Church, leader in training. Former member of the 100 Blacks in Law Enforcement Who Care. Current member of the National Latino Officers Association. Founder of the Brothers and Sisters Who Care. Mentor for Eagle Academy Middle/High School for Young Men. Community organizer/activist.
Prior public experience.
Not applicable.
What is the most important issue in Council District 16 you would address if elected?
NYPD stop and frisk targeted at blacks and Latino men.
What other important issues would you address if elected?
Unemployment, housing, education, health, the charter school invasion of public schools, food stamp program, and the repeal of CPL Article 240.
What makes you the best candidate for this office?
I was born and raised in New York City. I am 50 years old and have been married for 29 years. I have 3 children and 1 grandchild. I joined the NYPD in July of 1984 and retired July of 2004. While fighting crime and making sure New Yorkers were safe was very important, also and equally as important was fighting racism and corruption in NYPD. I did both during my service, and I continue this very important work today. Unfortunately, I think there is still corruption in our city government, and it needs to be exposed and the ones responsible arrested. I know that police racism and city government corruption are not the only challenges we face. However, together we as a people are catching hell at the moment. Someone has to truly stand up for the poor and middle class. We need to create safe havens for our young people so that they could be nurtured in the right direction and not racially profiled by NYPD. Our seniors need to be honored and respected, not caged in their homes. We need to support our good police officers and arrest the bad ones. These are just a few of the challenges we face every day, and this must end. I am in no way professing to be a savior. However, if elected by the people, I vow to stand up and fight for your rights and equality for all. May God bless you.
Participating in the campaign finance program.
Vanessa L. Gibson, party enrolled in.
Democratic.
Current occupation.
Member of the New York State Assembly, 77th District, Bronx County. Elected in a special election in June 2009.
Previous occupations.
Intern, legislative aide, district office manager for former Assemblywoman Aurelia Green.
Education.
Master's in Public Administration, CUNY Baruch College. Bachelor of Arts in Sociology, SUNY Albany.
Organizational affiliations.
Female District Leader, 77th District. Member, Bronx Democratic County Committee. Executive Member, Bronx Unity Democratic Club.
Prior public experience.
Not applicable.
What is the most important issue in Council District 16 you would address if elected?
Jobs. Economic development which creates employment opportunities to strengthen families and provide long-term sustainability. The Bronx continues to experience high unemployment, and I am committed to supporting projects that provide jobs that pay union and prevailing wages so men and women can afford to live and take care of their families.
What other important issues would you address if elected?
Education is the gateway to the future and will allow our youth to be the successful leaders they deserve to be. Early education, full-day pre-kindergarten, daycare, mentoring programs, after-school, recreational programs, and a refocus on trades and vocational instruction all serve as major components to provide academic enrichment for our school children. Housing is a right and not a luxury, and I am committed to supporting incentives and creative approaches to promote affordable housing for homeless families, domestic violence victims, seniors, youth aging out of foster care, and disabled veterans, to name a few.
What makes you the best candidate for this office?
While being a legislator for 4 years, I have over 10 years of experience in state government, which I believe will be an asset in the City Council. The growth I have experienced as a policymaker and working with colleagues, advocates, educators, labor leaders, clergy, and constituents on issues of mutual concern is an opportunity to continue to serve in the best interest of my constituents as a member of the City Council.
Participating in the campaign finance program.
Daryl L. Johnson, party enrolled in.
Democratic.
Current occupation.
President Morris Avenue Tenants Coalition.
Previous occupations.
Former assistant to executive editor of the Associated Press. Prior executive with MMC and Anheuser-Busch Companies in New York.
Education.
Immaculate Conception, USC Irvine, Cornell University, Frank Zegarry Memorial Award for Leadership.
Organizational affiliations.
Family Caregiver, National MS Society, AHRC Family Board Member, 504 Democratic Club, Democratic National Committee, HBA.
Prior public experience.
Tenant organizer and prior public policy and planning board member.
What is the most important issue in Council District 16 you would address if elected?
Our district has many challenges to confront, all of which deserve priority attention. Affordable housing, senior services, gun violence, and education are among the most critical.
What other important issues would you address if elected?
Our community, which is among New York's most diverse, has many urgent needs. Too many of our schools are failing. Asthma rates are soaring. Shootings, gun violence, and felony crimes remain high. We are among the poorest urban districts in the United States, and we deserve better. Affordable housing, healthcare and chronic illness, long-term jobs and economic development, senior services, education, public safety, sustainability, and disaster preparedness.
What makes you the best candidate for this office?
I'm running to serve, to give each of you a voice. Most importantly, I will always believe in this community and make our needs, not any political ambition, the driving force of my service. Together, we will create lasting solutions that will be a model for the entire city. Faith, honesty, leadership, community, responsibility, progress.
Participating in the campaign finance program.
Naeem Muhammad, party enrolled in.
Democratic.
Current occupation.
Motivational speaker for youth, young women, and distraught families in the community.
Previous occupations.
Community outreach liaison for current District 16 council member Helen Diane Foster.
Education.
Master's in public administration with a track in government from Pace University.
Organizational affiliations.
None.
Prior public experience.
None.
What is the most important issue in Council District 16 you would address if elected?
The most important issue is community development and bringing opportunities and programming to the community.
What other important issues would you address if elected?
Youth development, public safety, family values.
What makes you the best candidate for this office?
I am a product of the district. I was born and raised in the area, so I know the issues firsthand as to how they affect our livelihood and the survival and upbringing entailed. I have grown into leadership.
Participating in the campaign finance program. Bola Omotosho, party enrolled in.
Democratic.
Current occupation.
Clinical researcher.
Previous occupations.
Clinical research coordinator in hematology and oncology trials. Direct patient management, director of a chemical dependency and substance abuse treatment center, residence manager at an office of mental retardation and developmental disability facility.
Education.
CCRP, MBCHB, 1986, Doctor of Medicine, University of Ife. BS Health Sciences, 1981, University of Ife Ile, Ife, Nigeria.
Organizational affiliations.
Community Board 5, Chairperson. Mount Hope Housing Company, President, Board of Directors. Harrison Homeowners Association, President. Bronx Multi-Faith Advisory Group, Vice Chair. New York Police Department, Citizens Academy Alumni. New York Office, Federal Bureau of Investigation, Citizens Academy Alumni Team. Humanitarian Award Recipient and Class 2009 Secretary, Black United Leadership of the Bronx, active member, local board member of the State of New York Selective Service System, New York Metro InfraGuard, Bronx HIV Provider Network member, National Cancer Institute, Society of Clinical Research Associates, Zeta Kappa Phi International Alumni Secretary, Grace Temple International, Ife University Medical Student Association Alumni, Ipoti Ekiti Unity Club of New York, Social Secretary.
Prior public experience.
Community Board 5, Chairperson since 2007, Health Committee Chairperson 2002 to 2007, Education Committee Chairperson 2000 to 2002, Housing and Economic Development Committee Chairperson since 2007, Community Advisory Board, North Central Bronx Hospital, Chairperson 2005-2006.
What is the most important issue in Council District 16 you would address if elected?
Economic development and job creations.
What other important issues would you address if elected?
Healthcare, Obamacare implementation, education, public safety, housing and quality of life in all our neighborhoods.
What makes you the best candidate for this office?
The heart of selfless service to humanity. With my medical background and the start of Obamacare next year, I am well qualified to provide leadership on the City Council on the implementation of this important program, which will surely improve the health disparity in District 16. Also, wealth of experience and understanding of our community issue, having served in various capacity at the Community Board, makes me ready for this office from day one.
Participating in the campaign finance program.
Carlos M. Sierra, party enrolled in.
Democratic.
Current occupation.
Carlos Sierra works for the City University of New York Citizenship Now as a community liaison.
Previous occupations.
Carlos has worked several jobs in order to make ends meet, from cab driver to grocery store clerk to bike courier.
Education.
Due to financial circumstances, Carlos Sierra was forced to drop out of high school. He earned his GED from the Job Corps, followed by an associate's from CUNY Bronx Community College in 2003, and a bachelor's from CUNY Lehman in 2006.
Organizational affiliations.
Carlos is a member of the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People, a member of the Dominican American National Roundtable, and president of the Education Council for League of United Latin Citizens.
Prior public experience.
Carlos was elected chair of the University Student Senate at the University Student Senate of the City University of New York in 2005 and became a member of the CUNY Board of Trustees. He was appointed to Community Board 4 in 2008. Prior to that, he was chair of the Department of Youth and Community Development Board 4.
What is the most important issue in Council District 16 you would address if elected?
Education. Many of our schools are constantly threatened with closures and loss of funding. We cannot afford to play politics with the future of our community, which is our children. My goal is to improve and expand public education options in the district.
What other important issues would you address if elected?
Housing, good-paying jobs, and safety. Working families have enough stress to deal with, and we must improve and expand housing options for all residents, from young families to senior citizens. It is a top priority for me to bring good-paying jobs to the district. Minimum wage will not cut it. Safety starts with better police-community relations.
What makes you the best candidate for this office?
I am from the people and for the people. I have been dealing with all of the issues which my neighbors deal with. We are in this together, and I understand that very well. I want a better future for my family and all the families and individuals of the 16th District.
Participating in the campaign finance program.